So just coming back, whenever your attention wanders, acknowledging that by saying thinking with as much precision and clarity as possible, and then coming back to the breath. And I emphasize that this is not watching the breath, this is not concentrating on the breath. This is feeling the breath, or any word you can use to be one with the breath, or let yourself be breathed in and out, people sometimes say, or allowing the breath, or feeling the breath as it goes in and out. So this is the idea here. Well, fortunately, we are practicing a style of meditation that goes towards openness. Openness to all that occurs. So for instance, when a so-called interruption, such as noise or things that you might consider distractions from your meditation, actually we're moving in a direction of openness to whatever occurs. So it's even said that to practice in a place where there's some noises and things outside in the environment, street noise or wind noise or things of that kind, people talking in the hallway or something, is actually can enhance your practice. Because we're not doing a practice which is, trying to block out or attain some special state. We're doing a practice which is predisposing us to be able to be awake and open in all the situations of our lives. So there's two very important qualities of mind that are brought out with the meditation. And one is attention, and that's what I've been discussing so far. last week and the beginning of this week, attention, or a part of attention, is stabilizing the mind. It's the quality of being able to be present and have attention to what is happening. The other is relaxation. And as the morning goes on, I'm going to shift emphasis, and for the rest of the morning be talking about relaxation, the quality of relaxation. But I want to just say a little bit more now about attention and what we're doing. So last week I said that following the directions of the Sakyong, Mipham Rinpoche, we're working toward being able to be our own meditation instructor. This is to say that you can fine-tune your meditation, the sense of workability. You can work with whatever is happening. So this morning, we've just sat for 12 minutes. How was your mind? Could you characterize it, or did it shift from one thing to another? Was there quite a bit of impermanence, just even in 12 minutes? Or was there sort of something steady, such as your mind is very wild, and you're obsessing about something, and you actually kept coming back, kept following the discipline, but it was almost impossible? If that is the case, you might think that tightening up would be the way to go. But actually, tightening up, generally speaking, makes the mind more discursive and more wild. It rebels. You can experiment with this. Try the tightening up, which would be to say, for instance, start counting breaths to try to stay more anchored and present. But generally speaking, meditators over the centuries have found that tightening up when the mind is very wild makes it more wild. So experiment with trying relaxation, bringing in more relaxation. So this can be done in various ways, but one of the primary ones that's recommended is just connect with the relaxation of breathing in deeply and relaxing outward. Breathing in deeply and relaxing outward. Bring relaxation into your practice. Relax. Really, primarily, you want to relax your mind. It's so wound up. It's so churned up. You just want to relax your mind. So try this. Just connect with, you know, when people are tense, they're told to take a deep breath, you know. Take a couple of deep breaths and then say, on the out-breath, something like that. So we don't want to hear your out-breaths. But that is the idea. When the mind is wild, you want to go in the direction of getting your balance, coming back to some kind of equilibrium of presence by bringing relaxation into the practice. Also with the thinking, instead of like harshly cutting when the mind is really wild, experiment with very soft touch. So an image I often use is like touching a bubble with a feather, something very light. And I'll talk more about this. But anyway, if that's your state of mind, experiment in the next 12 minutes with bringing relaxation into your practice and just see what happens. This is not a win-lose proposition. It's just working with your mind. On the other hand, was your mind not like that at all, but very dull, sleepy and groggy and vague, and there's various degrees of this, from being actually sound asleep on the cushion. I noticed a couple of people had their eyes closed. You might have been sound asleep for all I know. Or just that kind of woolly, gray, dull feeling. So if that's the case, then actually it said somehow to brighten up. Try to brighten up your mind. And so one way you could experiment, if that's what you're experiencing this morning so far, experiment with tightening up. Now, tightening up, that's probably the wrong word because it sounds like tensing up. But what I mean is doing something more precise, such as counting the out-breaths to 10 or even 5, or 21, whatever you want to do, but doing it with a kind of alertness. Sometimes also when you're very dull, it also helps to bring oxygen to the brain. So counting the breaths combined with a deeper breath and a sense of getting more oxygen into your lungs and into your brain, into your bloodstream, but sort of perking up your practice. You might try counting and see if it brings you more out, but counting combined with this sort of bringing oxygen to the brain, I don't know how else to say, and posture, you know, like a sense of warrior's posture, lungta posture, those of you who know about lungta, sort of arousing yourself in the sense of strong, open front and strong back and relaxed, but, you know, upright, such as you would use for Tai Chi or something like this, relaxed but upright. So sense of energizing yourself. So in that sense, you might bring more alertness, more precision, and try the counting. Another thing you might try is shifting the attention from the breath to the abdomen rising and falling, because this sort of captures your interest. It's a little harder to find often, but it also anchors you a little bit more because you have a changing but yet more tangible object, the abdomen rising and falling. So that could be something that might balance you, bring you to a sense of being alert and present. So why I'm saying these things is the more you feel that the situation is workable and that it isn't just like I'm drowsy and therefore I'm just going to give into it, or the more that you feel my mind is wild and there's no workability here, the more you feel that you can work with it, that it's workable, the more confidence you have on that, in your potential to awaken, the capability that we all have to awaken. And this confidence that comes from actual experience is so important because it provides the motivation for practicing, and not just on the cushion, but throughout our lives. So our whole life can actually become a continuous process of awakening, a conscious process of coming back into presence over throughout our lives, throughout our day.